بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So last week, alhamdulillah, we talked about the beginnings of the Islam of Umar radhiyallahu anhu, when Islam started to go into his heart, come into his heart. And if you guys remember the story where Umar radhiyallahu anhu was actually going to the Kaaba to make tawaf, and he sees Rasulullah doing salah, well, reading prayer. He's praying in front of the Kaaba, and Umar radhiyallahu anhu decides to go closer, and he's, as he's listening to the Prophet recite Surah Al-Haqqa, he says that this must be poetry, this must be the words of a poet. And right at that point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ayat of Surah Al-Haqqa, he says that this is not the words of a poet. So he says that he heard this, and then he thought that this must be a kahin. If he could hear my inner thoughts, and he knows what I'm saying, this must be the words of a kahin. And then the Prophet ﷺ read the ayat, that this is not the words of a sorcerer or a soothsayer, except it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at that point, he realized that this is Qur'an. This Qur'an is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he started, the beginnings of Islam started to come into his heart. So you see how Umar bin Khattab radhiyallahu anhu, in this situation, he is as if he's speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding to him in the Qur'an, through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through the Qur'an, Surah Al-Haqqa, that this is not the words of a poet, this is not the words of a kahin. And then we see how Umar radhiyallahu anhu starts to, some of the drops of iman start to come into his heart. Now, this happened before the time of Hijrah, in around that time. And we know that Umar radhiyallahu anhu actually became Muslim after the Hijrah of Abyssinia. And there's a riwayah of Ibn Ishaq where he says that فَلَمَّا قَدِمَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنِ أَبِي رَبِيعَ وَعَمْرُ بْنِ الْعَاصِ. So these two were the ones who were sent to Abyssinia. Remember, they went after the Muslims who had gone to Abyssinia, who had escaped to Abyssinia, and they were sent to collect these Muslims and basically drag them back to Mecca so they can torture them more. And when they came back, losing that battle, you could say, basically they lost that, they lost the Muslims to the Najashi, and the Najashi did not allow them to take the Muslims back. So they came back to Mecca, and as they came back, this is riwayah ala Quraysh, walam yudriku ma talabu min ashabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, waraddahum al-Najashi bima yakrahun. So they came back not happy with what happened in Abyssinia, and basically rejected, and their request was rejected. They came back, Aslam Umar ibn Khattab. So Umar radhiyallahu anhu became Muslim after this. Another riwayah, we know that when Abdullah ibn Amir radhiyallahu anhu, he says that his mother Layla radhiyallahu anha, she was getting ready for the hijrah to Medina, to Abyssinia, and as they're getting ready for the hijrah, Umar bin Khattab comes and asks her, where are you going, where are you traveling to? And she says, we are leaving this place because you have tortured us this much, you have done all this zulm on us, so we're leaving. And he actually says, he sighs and he says, sahibakum Allah, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be with you on your journey. Now, when her husband arrives, Amir radhiyallahu anhu arrives, and she tells him what happened. She says, this is what Umar says, radhiyallahu anhu, that what he says and what I saw from riqqat al-qalbi, meaning I saw what his heart has become soft towards us. He asks her that, do you think that, are you hoping that he becomes Muslim? And she says, na'am, yes, I hope that he becomes Muslim. And the husband responds by saying, I swear by Allah, wallahi la yuslimu hatta yuslimu himarul khattab, that until the himar of khattab, the donkey of khattab, becomes Muslim, he will never become Muslim. I don't believe that he will become Muslim. So he said this, and this again, we talked about last week, how we might think someone is not going to become Muslim, and that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends hidayat, hidayat goes into that person's heart. Now, the Islam of Umar bin Khattab radhiyallahu anhu came 3 days after the Islam of another great leader of Muslims, and that was, we talked about Hamza Radhan. Okay, so Hamza Radhan, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ, became Muslim, and actually about 3 days after that, the number 40th Muslim, the 40th Muslim was Umar bin Khattab Radhan. And Umar Radhan was actually 25 years old. So a young, very young man at that time. And Umar Radhan sees Layla radhiallahu anha and her family leaving Mecca to go to Abyssinia. He sees the people of Mecca fighting. Father is fighting with son. Son is arguing with the father. Brothers amongst brothers. And, you know, the families, husband and wife, they're fighting each other because of this Islam. People are being tortured on one side. Others are leaving to Abyssinia. So he sees all this facade. He sees all this anarchy going on in Mecca. And being one of the people who is sincere to his people, sincere to his qawm, sincere to his city, he doesn't want to see this anarchy. So he starts to think to himself that, what can I do? How can I help with this situation? So he actually decides that I'm going to go and kill Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and get rid of this whole problem, because he's the root of all these problems, or these problems and this evil that is encaptured, Makkah is being encaptured in. So he goes out, takes his sword, unsheathed sword, and he's walking angrily to go and find the Prophet ﷺ. Now on his way, he meets a Sahabi by the name of Na'im ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu. And Na'im ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, I believe it's Na'im or Nu'aym. I think both are correct. So he meets Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu on the way, and he asks Umar, where are you going? He sees the anger on his face, and he sees that he's going with some kind of intention to do something with his sword, you know, in his hand. So he says, where are you going? He said, I'm going to kill that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the one who's the root of all this evil and is causing all these problems in our city of the city of Mecca. So Nu'aym ibn Abdullah radhiyallahu anhu, at this point he actually panics. And he doesn't know how to stop, because he's worried about the safety of the Prophet ﷺ. So he says to Umar Radhan, first go and take care of your own household. And he goes, what do you mean by that? He says that your own sister and your brother-in-law have become Muslim. So Umar Radhan, at once his anger changes direction, and he starts marching towards the house of his sister. And as he goes and he bangs on the door, and before he bangs on the door, he actually hears some kind of discussion going on, and Khabbab ibn Arat radhiallahu anhu, the one we spoke about a couple weeks ago, the one who was tortured so much, he was actually in the house of Fatima bint Khattab radhiallahu anhu and Sa'id ibn Zayd radhiallahu anhuma, and he's teaching them Surah Taha. He's teaching them the Quran. So Umar radhiallahu anhu goes and bangs on the door, and at that point they all, you know, hurry to hide. So someone grabs the Quran, puts it on the side, puts something over it. The other Khabbab radhiallahu anhu, he goes and hides in one of the closets, or in one of, you know, behind one of the furniture. And in this moment, they go and they ask, who is it? He says, it's Umar, open the door. He goes inside. As at once, he asks them that, have you become Muslim? And before they can even say yes, he jumps on his brother-in-law, Sa'id ibn Zayd ibn Amr ibn Nufail, radhiallahu anhu, and he starts pounding on him, punching him in the face. As he's punching him, his sister, the wife of Sa'id ibn Zayd, she comes forward to protect her husband, and Umar radhiallahu anhu, in that moment, he hits her in the face, and she starts to bleed from her face. So she starts to bleed, and the name of the sister of Umar bin Khattab radhiallahu anhu is actually Jameel, Fatima bint al-Khattab radhiallahu anha. Anybody remember, where did she come? We learned about her a few weeks ago too. When we learned about Fatima radhiallahu anha, the sister of Umar bin Khattab, in one of the previous sessions, she came in. It was in one of the stories about Abu Bakr radhiallahu anhu. Barakallahu. Yes. So Abu Bakr, then we learned when he was beaten up really badly, when he gave the first khutbah in public in front of the Kaaba, and when he was beaten so bad, and then the mother of Abu Bakr, when he woke up, when he gained consciousness, he asked his mother to go find out how the Prophet ﷺ, ma fa'ala Rasulullah ﷺ. So he sent his mother to go get Jamil. Now Jamil came with the mother, and she actually spoke to Umar Adhan. And when he asked, she was initially she was scared. She said, she looked towards the mother and said, you know, can I speak freely? I mean, isn't she non-Muslim? And Abu Bakr says that your secret's safe with us. Don't worry about her. She won't reveal your secret. So that's when Jamil Fatima radhiallahu anha actually tells Abu Bakr that the Prophet is well. Anyway, so going back, so the sister of Umar radhiallahu anha starts bleeding, and Umar radhiallahu anha at once realizing that his own sister is bleeding, and you know he's caused this pain and harm to his sister. He sees a brother-in-law right in front of him on the ground. I'm sure he was bleeding also. Umar radhiallahu anhu was a strong man. And Aisha radhiallahu anha says about him that when he would knock on a door, people would hear his knock. When he would say, when he would talk, he would be heard. And when he would hit someone, that person would get hurt. So that's how the strength of Umar radhiallahu anhu. So he sees his sister in this state, and he starts feeling sorry for what he did to her. So he actually, at that point, he calms down. And he goes, you know, I heard you guys were doing something, reading something, reciting something. What is that? And he sees the Quran on the side, half covered and they were trying to hide it from him. He says, what is this? Let me see this. It was the pages of Surah Taha. So they say that, no, you are Rijs, you are Najas, meaning you're a kafir and you're impure. So you cannot touch this Quran. Umar radhiallahu says, then tell me what should I do? And the sister says, go ahead and do ghusl, and then you can touch the Quran. So he actually goes, instead of forcing him, remember, Umar radhiallahu was a tough man. And so he could have grabbed it and snatched it from her. But he goes, does ghusl, comes back, and then he actually starts reading Surah Taha, and he reads all the way to the 14th ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, innani an Allah. That where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that verily I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says this, and Umar at that point, getting up to this ayah, he starts feeling the iman starts gushing in his heart. The iman starts coming into his heart and his soul. And Umar, that same one who heard the Quran before, and just droplets of iman started coming, and he started thinking about Islam, now the iman has entered his heart, and he has calmed down, and he actually says at that point, where can I find the Prophet ﷺ? Now hearing this, Khabbab ibn Arat radhiallahu anhu, hearing the change of voice, the change of tone of Umar radhiallahu anhu, he says, he comes out of hiding actually, and he says to Umar radhiallahu anhu, Abshir, that we have glad tidings, for verily I think the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taken effect. And he says that I heard myself, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying just a few days ago, Allahumma izz al-Islam bi ahabb al-rajulain ilayk. That, O Allah, give izzah, give honor to Islam with one of the two rajulain, with one of the two men, and meaning bi Umar ibn al-Khattab aw bi Abi Jahl ibn Hisham. That one of the Umarain, Umar ibn Khattab or Umar ibn Hisham, Abu Jahl. And both of these are actually from Bani Adi, they're from the same family. So Abu Jahl or Umar ibn Khattab. Rasulullah was making this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that dua was accepted, and that's when the iman started coming into the heart of Umar. Now Rasulullah was in Darul Arqam at that point, and Umar radhiallahu says, where can I find Rasulullah? Khabbab radhiallahu says that he's in Darul Arqam. And Darul Arqam is actually on where Mount Safa is, on that side. So Rasulullah is in the house. Umar radhiallahu anhu takes his sword, and he's walking now towards the house of Darul Arqam. Now as he's going, he's carrying his sword. He didn't put it away. And he's carrying his sword, and as he goes and he knocks on the door, this time not the knock of kufr, but with the knock of iman. And he knocks on the door of Darul Arqam, Arqam ibn al-Arqam, radiallahu anhumah. And when they look out the keyhole or the eye hole, they see Umar radhiallahu there, and everyone becomes worried. And they're talking amongst each other. It's Umar, innahu Umar, it's Umar. Now Hamza radhiallahu anhu, who was Muslim just 3 days prior, he's also there in the house of Darul Arqam. And he says to him that, Ma sha'nukum, what's wrong? What are you guys discussing? What's the problem here? And they say to him that innahu Umar, that this is Umar, he's come, and he's actually come with his sword, unsheathed his sword, and we think he might cause some trouble. At that point, Hamza says, "Wa Umar, even if it's Umar, so what if it's Umar? What's he gonna do? Iftahu lahul bab." That open the door for him. فَإِنْ كَانْ جَاءُ يُرِيدُ خَيْرًا بَذَّلْنَاهُ لَهُ. If he came with good, we'll give him good. But وَإِنْ كَانْ جَاءُ يُرِيدُ شَرًّا قَتَلْنَاهُ بِسَيْفِي. That if he came with other intentions, if he came here with evil intentions, then we'll kill him with his own sword. So they go to the door, they open it, and when Umar Radhan comes forward into the house of Arqam, Radhan, Rasulullah SAW comes forward. And Rasulullah standing next to Umar bin Khattab, he grabs him and he basically shakes him hard. And at this point, Umar Radhan, he's like butter in the hands of the Prophet. He falls down on his knees. And he said, and Rasulullah says to Umar Radhan, shaking him and saying to him, Amal an, the Ama an alaka ya ibn al Khattab an tuslim. Isn't it time for you to become Muslim, O the son of Khattab, Radhan? أَمَا آن لَكَ يَا أَبْنَ الْخَطَّابِ أَنْ تُشْهِدْ. Isn't it time for you to testify? قَالَ بَلَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّهُ مُحَمَّدٌ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. So he says the shahada, he becomes Muslim at that point. The Prophet ﷺ at that point says takbir loudly. And the Prophet ﷺ had come forward. The sahaba were probably in the back, maybe again probably hiding from Umar Radhan. Now they hear the takbir of the Prophet ﷺ, and the Sahaba all know what that means, that Umar Radhan has become Muslim, and they all say takbir until the loudness of the takbir in that house, it went out to all, you know, the houses, and people, you know, came out of their houses thinking, what's going on? There's something going on here. So the Muslims were ordered, the Prophet ﷺ ordered them to go and scatter and go back to your homes, because this is dangerous. If they come, they might find out where we're meeting, our meeting place, and they might even attack us. So the Prophet ﷺ sends the Sahaba home, but Umar Radhan, he goes, and the next morning, he wasn't satisfied with just his Islam. So the first thing he does, he goes to his uncle, okay, Umar ibn Hisham, Abu Jahl, and he knocks on the door, and Abu Jahl says, Sabah al Khair, like, good morning, my nephew, how's everything going? And he says, guess what? And he goes, what happened? He said, Aslamt. I have become Muslim. So Abu Jahl slams the door in his face and says, get out of here. What kind of, you know, you've messed up my day, basically. He slams the door in his face. Umar Radhan does not stop there. He goes out and he asks the people, Ayyu rajul anqalu linnas. That who is the best of those, like a reporter, basically. If you give someone news, who is the best out there who can carry this news and spread this news the fastest? And the people tell him that this is Jamil ibn Ma'mar al-Jumahi, that this person, he's the best at doing, you know, with spreading news. So he goes, Umar Radhan at that point, excuse me, he goes to Jamil ibn Ma'mar, and he says to him that, do you know what happened? Do you know the new news? And he says to him, like, what's going on? He says that Ama Alimta Ya Mujamil. He says, do you not know that I have Anni Qad Aslamt Wa Dakhaltu Fi Deeni Muhammadin Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? That do you not know that I have become Muslim and I have entered into the deen of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Now, Abdullah ibn Umar Radhan is the one narrating this story, and he was probably around 4 or 5 years old at this time. And he says, أَعْقَلُمْ كُلَّ مَا يَقُولُ. So I was listening to this and I was understanding everything that was happening at that time. And he says that this Jamil ibn Ma'mar, he says that he didn't even let my father finish the sentence. He says, he مَا رَاجَعَهُ حَتَّى قَامَ يَجُرُ رِجْلِي. That he went running. He got up and running. He went to the Kaaba, and he goes into the Kaaba, and you can imagine all the people of Quraysh are gathered there, some doing tawaf, some in their meeting places, you know, doing whatever they're doing, some in the bazaar. And this Jamil ibn Ma'mar goes out and he starts calling, Ya Ma'ashar al-Quraysh, O the people of Quraysh, Ya Ma'ashar al-Quraysh, O the people of Quraysh, do you know what happened? Do you know the new news that's out there? And he says that Umar qad sawa, that he has left the deen of his his forefathers. He has basically gone off course. So he says this, and Umar radhiyallahu anhu is following after him, with his son after him, and Umar radhiyallahu anhu would say, min khalfihi kadhab, that he is telling a lie. Now you might think, what do you mean that he's telling a lie? Is he, Umar radhiyallahu anhu, regretting what he's saying? He didn't regret what he's saying. He's saying to him, kadhab, that he's lying. I haven't left, I'm not off course. I haven't left the deen of my, meaning I haven't gone off course. He says, وَلَكِنْ قَدْ أَسْلَمْتُ وَشَهِدْتُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. So Umar Radhan says that I have not gone off course, but actually I'm on course, and I have testified that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, there's no none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the abd and rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now at that point, you can imagine the people hearing this, they don't want to hear people saying shahada, they don't want to hear people talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, talking about one God, and talking about Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being a prophet and messenger. So at that point, they all jump on Umar, and they start fighting with him, and Umar radhan continues fighting with them, fighting back. And Umar radhan, again, he was a big man, says that in another way, he comes that he would grab one of them, and he would put his thumb in the eye of that person, and he would say that, call these people off, or you're going to lose an eye. Basically, I'm going to crush your eye, or call these people off. So the person would start screaming, and tell the people to stop, and then they would stop fighting, and then Umar radhiyallahu anhu would rest a little, and then they would come and jump on him again and start fighting. Then he would do this again. They kept on doing it until Dhuhr time, until the shams was over their head. And at that point, Al-As ibn Wa'il, this man comes, and he starts asking the people, what's going on? Why are you guys fighting? What's going on? And they said that Umar radhiyallahu anhu has left our religion. And he says, so what? He's chosen his own path. Let him choose his own path. And he also adds to that you think that Bani Adi, the tribe of Umar bin Khattab, will let you just take one of their men and, you know, kill him like this? What do you guys think, that they're just going to let you do this? So just let him go his way and just, you know, stop this fighting. And they actually stop the fighting at that point. Now, one of the things about Umar radhan is that we know that after his Islam, that's where the dua of the Prophet ﷺ, that honor, give more honor and respect and solidify and strengthen Islam with the Islam of one of these two men, Umar bin Khattab or Amr bin Hisham. And Umar radhiyallahu anhu, the Islam of Umar radhiyallahu anhu actually became a strength for Islam. And the Muslims actually started to pray in public. And Abdullah bin Mas'ud radhiyallahu anhu, he actually says, He says that we weren't able to pray مَسْتَطَعْنَا أَن نُصَلِّي حَوْلَ الْبَيْتِ ظَاهِرِينَ حَتَّى أَسْلَمُ عُمَرُ. So we weren't able to pray around the Kaaba in public until Umar radhiyallahu anhu became Muslim. And in another hadith, he says, فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَفِيمَ اخْتِفَاهُ. That why are we hiding still? We are 40 in number. Why are we still hiding? فَخَرَجْنَا فِي صَفَّيْنِ أَنَا فِي أَحَدِهِمَا وَحَمْزَ فِي الْآخِرِ. So Umar radhiyallahu anhu says to the Prophet ﷺ that why are we still hiding? Why don't we publicize our Islam? And he says he goes out to Sufuf, one of them led by Umar bin Khattab radhiyallahu anhu, and the other led by Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet ﷺ. And they go out and they actually prayed in front of the Kaaba in public. And this is only after the Islam of Umar bin Khattab radhiyallahu anhu. So in another hadith, Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah narrates that Abdullah bin Mas'ud radhiyallahu anhu said, "Ma zilna a'izzatan mundhu aslama Umar radhiyallahu anhu." That when Umar radhiyallahu anhu became Muslim, that's when we got strength, and we continued with that strength after that. So one of the things that we learned from this is that if we as Muslims, we become strong with our iman, like Umar radhiyallahu anhu, like Hamza radhiyallahu anhu, like Khabbab ibn Arath radhiyallahu anhu, becoming like Bilal radhiyallahu anhu. If we become like these sahaba, inshallah ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give back the izzah to Islam, to the Muslims, as we have lost it today. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq, inshallah, to follow the footsteps of those Sahaba, inshallah, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Islam strong again through us, inshallah. Give us a tawfiq to be of those, inshallah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.